This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Speak Legal, conversations with community law Otago.
Joining us today for another edition of Speak Legal from community law Otago, Jeremy Wallace. Jeremy, morena, nice to have you with us.
Morena.
We're going to be talking about the cab rank rule. What on earth is that?
So the cab rank rule, it's a fundamental part of our judicial system in New Zealand, and it's also a fundamental part of being a lawyer. So the idea is that lawyers are supposed to accept every client and that they can't deny a client based on the look of them. It's kind of like how, you know, after a flight, you'd go and see all the taxis waiting and you'd get to choose one of them. You, the client, you don't have to wait with everyone else and let the taxi drivers pick you. And it's the same thing with lawyers. You know, you choose the lawyer. The lawyer doesn't choose you. And, you know, this is even though you might think that people like terrorists or murderers would never get a lawyer, when in actuality, a lawyer has to represent them. And this is under the rules of conduct and client care for lawyers.
So why does that rule exist?
So one of the key concepts in the judicial system is access to justice. So this is the idea that everyone deserves a fair trial and their rights upheld. And part of this is that everyone deserves a lawyer, even if they've done awful things. You know, it's better that 10 guilty people escape than one innocent person suffer. In many cases, pretty contentious, you know, people who might appear to be guilty can be innocent and vice versa. So end of the story, end of the line is that everyone must get a lawyer, and otherwise the system would be completely unjust.
So a client can get any one lawyer to do anything you want?
Nah. So the cab rank rule only applies to reserved areas of work, which basically just means legal work, nothing else. So for instance, if someone came to you in your capacity as a lawyer and they said, oh, like we want you to lobby to Parliament, you know, you wouldn't have to do this if it's not legal work. But if it is legal work and legal services, the widely accepted view is that yes, the client's instructions must be accepted.
Aren't there any circumstances under which a lawyer could turn down a potential client?
Yeah, so you can turn down a client if you have good cause to refuse the work. So good cause would include things like a lack of time, a lack of expertise. It would be a breach of a professional obligation, which means, like, as a lawyer, if you're already representing the other side, the opposing party, or that they won't pay the lawyer's fee, which, you know, kind of contradicts the whole point of the cab rank rule, but we'll get to that later. But, so if you've got good cause, any of those, and good cause doesn't include discrimination against the client, you don't like their personal attributes, you don't, you know, you don't agree with the case's merits, you don't agree with their personal beliefs, none of that will slide. You've got to represent them. Although there's another exception, and that's poor client behaviour to the lawyer. So, you know, lawyers have got a duty to complete their work, but if conduct from the client to the lawyer involves, you know, things like bullying, harassment, violence, threatening behaviour, discrimination, then in any of these cases, the lawyer can also pull out.
So how does this rule sit, both for lawyers and for clients? How do they feel about it?
Yeah, so it's, you know, there's some arguments on both sides. You know, some justifications include that everyone has the autonomy to be allowed a lawyer, otherwise their legal rights would be thwarted. You know, it goes back to what I was saying about access to justice and, you know, right to a fair trial. It's really important that everyone has their rights upheld, no matter if they've done, you know, a horrible crime. Another reason is that theoretically it would protect lawyers from being criticized for taking a client under their wing who did something wrong. So, you know, lawyers facing scrutiny for taking, you know, a terrorist or a murderer, they could argue that, well, I didn't choose this. The rules just required me to act for them. But in actuality, this isn't quite the case, because lawyers often do get criticized for representing these types of clients. For example, the lawyers in the Clayton Weatherston case were, you know, faced some scrutiny for their representation. And yeah, there's some arguments against the cab rank rule would include, well, the main one is that when a client does something terrible, like I keep referring to terrorists and murderers, if one of them, you know, does what they did, lawyers will often fight over the client for publicity because they know that if they can defend them, you know, it'll look really good on them. You know, it's not as if, you know, there's someone who's done something wrong and lawyers are like, oh, stepping away from them because they don't want to represent them. It's honestly the opposite. Again, this happened with Clayton Weatherston and, you know, any other, you know, infamous events in New Zealand is probably the same. And yeah, some lawyers admit that it's, you know, a great feeling when you successfully defend someone who's done something, you know, abhorrent. And these sorts of clients would definitely, you know, have done something wrong on a big scale so everyone can see it. It's in the public interest. And also, the cab rank rule, it only guarantees lawyers for clients who can pay. So it's arguably, you know, a bit contradictory to say, oh, you know, everyone deserves a lawyer, but only if you can pay, basically. So, yeah, I don't know. There's a bit of both, both sides.
Yeah, I guess mitigating against that criticism is the legal aid process, but of course that's got its own flaws, yeah. And we can debate that one forever as well. Yeah, yeah, interesting, yeah. Isn't it? You know, you probably have to think on balance. It's a good thing to know that, and no matter what you might be facing in terms of a prosecution or other major court event, that there's representation for you. And in this part of the world, we're probably fortunate in that regard because it's not the same in all parts of the world, is it, Jeremy?
No, yeah, definitely. Definitely important to uphold, you know, that right. But yeah, tricky one.
Yeah, well, great for you to bring that subject to us today. And Jeremy, thanks for that. And we look forward to future conversations with Jeremy and others from the team there at Community Law Otago. Here's how you can get in touch with them.
Community Law Otago, free legal advice and support for the people of Otago. Advice clinic times are available from the website, communitylawotago.com. We're based at 169 Princess Street. To make an appointment, call 03 474 1922. Community Law Otago, proud to bring you Speak Legal. Check out the podcast at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.